Well, yeah, one of the things that was motivating my emotion was that they had said yes, they would consider. My motion is just to formalize that, because it's, and the other thing that people have said is it's very late and we need to get this auditor selected and hired right away, so that we can get the audit, done close to the deadline for the CPB grant qualification. And also it takes a lot of work to, as Margie pointed out, to find somebody different, which would be appropriate down the road, but or if Armenino says no, but because of your correspondence with Grant, which Grace read to us just a few minutes ago, they said they would consider it. And so I just would like to formalize appointing them.
Well,
or asking them to do it.
Yeah, you know, this is Myla, and I'd just like to say that, you know, our role is to make a recommendation to the Pacifica National Board, not to make our own decision.
Point of order.
I'll take that as
William
a
William with a point of order.
Yes, William Heerwagon has a point of order. What is your point of order?
Maybe it's more of a point of information. I'm sorry. The auditor is selected by the audit committee, not by the PNB. That's the whole purpose of having an audit committee.
I thought that we made a recommendation according to what I had been reading.
Grace, can I be recognized?
Grace, you have the floor. And I believe, did Sasha Futran also ask to be on the stack?
Yes.
Okay, you'll be after Grace, Sasha. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I believe William is correct. That's California corporation law, that the auditor is selected by the audit committee, not the board. And there are two other things here. One is there are two motions outstanding. The first is to form a working group to explore possible audit firms for the 2015 audit.
Point of order. This is Nancy Sorden. I don't believe that motion was ever made.
I believe
okay,
it was.
Okay, I made it earlier in the meeting.
Yes.
I heard you made a suggestion, but I did not hear a motion.
I suggested it, and Grace said so moved.
Yes.
And we did have a motion on the floor with the
sorry,
and we need to dispose of that first, and then take up Nancy Sorden's motion.
Okay. So on the first motion to form a committee to see what our options are, a working group to explore our options.
Sasha for the stack.
Sasha, would you like to speak to that motion?
I want to ask a question, actually, about that would apply to this, perhaps.
I'd like to have a discussion about this motion and dispose of this motion.
Okay, then it deals directly with this motion. I don't know what to tell you. My question is, are there any rules around for auditing firms about their determining not to hire, not to continue on with a client in the last moment, in a manner that puts them their status into jeopardy?
Okay, I'd like to respond to that. Armenino has been warning Pacifica over a long period of time that they may be unwilling to continue beyond the 2014 audit. So I think that question doesn't really apply to our current situation.
Okay, thank you. And I didn't mean that in any way to disparage Armenino. You know, I was asking it in terms of, do we have any leeway there?
Generally, but I don't know the answer to your specific question, but I am well aware of the fact that Armenino has been warning Pacifica that they may or may not be willing to continue.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, so back to this motion about forming a working group. Are there any objections to forming a working group?
Yes.
Oh, and who objects?
Nancy, from Nancy Sorden.
Okay, so Nancy Sorden objects. Is there any, would you like to explain your objection?
Yes, for the reason that Grace said, it, you know, it's very time-consuming.
You mean Rosie? Not Grace.
I'm sorry, not Grace. Margie.
Margie.
Someone was explaining how time-consuming the process of sending out RFPs and selecting another firm goes, and I think that we, you know, if we need to do that, that's the time to select the working group. Right now, it's a little premature. I'm not against making a working group, but at this time, I am until we see if our Menino will do it. That would be the most expedient, the least expensive, since they already know us and we're used to working with them. I think we'd just be spinning our wheels. I would like to be part of a working group if we do form one, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to waste my time doing it if we don't need to.
Myla,
this is Margie. Is there anyone who would be willing to speak in favor of having a working group?
Myla, I just want to give you an update on the time. We have less than a minute left on this item.
Would anyone like to extend time?
This is Dorothy. I'll extend time, and I would like to be part of the working group.
Great. Okay, how much time do you think we need to continue? Dorothy, how much time?
3 minutes.
Okay. Dorothy, would you like to speak to the in favor of having a forming a working group?
Well, I feel that we can get another auditor if we need to, and I think we should start making overtures to the auditor in Southern California that we think will do this for us and who is familiar with our business. It's not clear to me that either the current auditor or our current CFO is a specialist in the business that we are running. And there are people who are specialists in our business. We need guidance. We don't just need the numbers added up. We should be getting guidance, and we're not.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this question?
This is Margie. I just want to say that the issue of the we don't. I'm sure it's helpful to have an auditor who is familiar with radio and the entertainment industry, but basically we're a nonprofit, and what you want is an auditor that is familiar with nonprofits,
this
how they
auditor
work,
that
and
I'm
what their responsibilities are. Excuse me, I have the floor.
Wait. Dorothy, hold on. Dorothy, would you need your phone or whoever's...
Point of information.
Dorothy, I will recognize your point of information.
All right. The auditor I'm recommended is familiar with nonprofits.
The current auditor is one of the leading audit firms that deals with nonprofits in the state of California.
Okay.
They come very highly recommended.
Okay.
If you don't have the floor, please mute your phone. Okay, so I'd like to call would anybody be willing to call the question so that we can vote on whether or not to form a working group to look into our options?
We have to call the question because we're almost out of time.
Okay, Grace, would you please
call the roll? I'll take the roll. We're taking a vote on forming a working group to explore possible audit firms for the 2015 audit. Grace Aaron votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Sasha Futran?
Pass.
All right. William Heerwagen?
No.
All right. Janet Coburn is not here. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Okay. Venetia Patel Adams? Ron Pinchback? Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Myla Reason? Oh, well, I'll leave that you to last. Nancy Saibara Narutomi?
No.
All right. Deb Shafto? Nancy Sorden?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
All right. Wesley Bethune passed?
No.
Okay. Sasha Futran?
Yes.
Passed?
Yes.
Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes. Myla, are you going to vote to break the tie?
Yes, I'm going to vote yes. I'd like to go forward with the working group, and I'd like perhaps we can communicate by email about who would be willing to be on that working group. So great. Okay, now let's move forward. We have a
okay. Myla, can I?
Go ahead. Yes, Grace.
Okay. Are you going to send out that email, Myla, to ask for nominees for that working group?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And I was wondering if you would be willing to suggest that someone be the convener of that working group, and actually that convener send out the email and formulate the working group.
Oh, well, great idea. That's a better idea. Is there anyone who would like to be the convener, who would be willing to serve as the convener of the working group? Dorothy?
I guess. Okay.
Dorothy, are you going to convene that working group?
I'll do it. Okay. I'm going to have to go into another meeting now.
Okay.
So I'm going to be hanging up in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just one meeting after another.
Who's leaving?
Dorothy Ray is leaving.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I believe Nancy Sorden had another motion. Is your motion at all impacted by the decision of the group to form a working group, the committee to form a working group?
No.
Myla, can I, this is Grace, can I read the motion?
Go ahead.
Okay, as far as I could tell, Nancy Sorden's motion, Nancy Sorden moves that we ask Armenino to agree to do the 2015 audit and that the working group can also explore other possibilities if Armenino declines. In case Armenino declines. Is that how you would like your motion to be stated, Nancy?
Thank you, Grace. That sounds good.
Okay.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, William, point of information.
Yes, William.
The maker of the motion intend to, let's say, wait on the...
Hello, anybody there?
Wait on the working group until this Armenino turns it down, if they do?
Point of personal privilege, William. Your voice was garbled, and I was not able to understand what you said. This is the chair. Could you repeat yourself?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in a noisy place. I just closed the car window. Does Nancy Sorten, the maker of the motion, intend that her motion would forestall some activity of the working group until and unless Armenino turns down 2015? That's what it sounds like the way Grace read it.
Right, it does.
Nancy Sorten rejoining. Somehow I got knocked off.
Yes. Oh, hi, Nancy. Go. You've got the floor, Nancy.
Did you want me back on the call, Myla? It's Dorothy.
Dorothy, we're having a discussion that may involve the working group. So if you can rejoin us for a little while, that would be good.
Hi there, Myla. I'm sorry. This is Jonathan at KPSK. We're having a problem at the station. I'm going to have to get off the call now.
Okay.
Nancy Sorten, I move we table this vote till we have. So it's not, since we're overlapping some other meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nancy. That makes it a lot easier. And it seems like our next agenda item is to set the date for our next meeting.
Is this what you called me back for? Is this something specific that you need me for?
Dorothy, we're on a public call right now. Nancy Sorten just tabled the motion that would have possibly changed the agenda of the working group. So that has already been disposed of.
Okay, so I'm free to go?
We're free to go.
Thank you.
A
point of information, Nancy, KPFT.
Yes, Nancy.
Isn't it correct that when you make a motion, it belongs no longer to yourself, but it belongs to the meeting or the committee, and that if the committee is okay with tabling it, it's tabled?
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Thank you. I'm not sure of the procedure.
That's all right. This is Margie.
I withdraw my comment.
That's all right. This is Margie. I just want to say technically we need to vote on a motion to table. That's all.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Margie. Are there any objections to tabling the motion? Hearing none, the motion is tabled. So I think it's time to move on to setting our next meeting. And it's my understanding that the first Monday of the month works well for most of the committee members. Am I correct? Is there anyone who objects to meeting next month on June 6th? Is there any discussion about setting our next meeting for Monday, June 6th?
Nancy Sorten to the stack.
Nancy Sorten, you have the floor. Yeah.
So, okay. So I think we need to meet sooner so that we can vote on deciding whether or not to hire Armenino. Like before June. Or have this working group select somebody before June?
Nancy, this is Myla. It's my understanding that we have a convener of the working group who will be sending out an email to all committee members inviting them to be part of the working group. And my expectation, Dorothy is no longer on the call, but my expectation is that that would commence very soon.
But, okay, point of information then. Don't we have to meet as a whole committee in order to select an audit committee?
Mm-hmm.
A company to do the audit? Don't we have to meet as a whole committee? So we
right.
should
okay.
something up maybe in a week.
Okay, well, let me say this. From what we have heard from our chief financial officer and from our auditor is that the 2014 audit will most likely be complete sometime this week or next week. It has not yet been completed. And it's also my understanding, I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud here. I'm just trying to think in terms of timing. So are you proposing that we meet when? And let's all look at the KPFTX calendar and see what's open. If those of you who are near a computer can look at KPFTX with me, and maybe we can figure out a date that might be open for a meeting sooner than the beginning of June.
This is Grace. Can I?
Yes, Grace, you have the floor.
Okay. I think that if it's the sense of this committee that we should hire Armenino for the 2015 audit, if possible, that we should do that now and make that a formal recommendation from this committee, unless there are those who object. Given the fact that it would be extremely difficult to hire another audit firm for that audit at this late date. I think that the working group can still function because it may need to do that work not only in case Armenino refuses, but also because we need to start finding an auditor for the 2016 audit.
Right.
That's right.
So if it, okay. I, you know, maybe we should go back. We table the motion, but we can take it up right now and decide, because I didn't realize that it's going to be a whole month, and I would hate to give up on getting the 2015 audit ready as soon as possible for the CPB funding possibility.
So what is Nancy Stewart?
Hold on. Wait, was there anyone else who was asking to speak now besides Nancy Stewart? Then Nancy Stewart, you have the floor.
I just have a point of order. So what do we do to untable that motion? Because that motion, I think, was ready to go. Was that right, Grace?
On procedure.
We put it back on the table, I think.
That's right. We just vote to put it back on the table. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
You mean take it off the table.
Take it off the table,
okay.
Right.
I would love to hear a motion from someone to take the motion that was put on the table off the table. Will anyone offer such a motion?
So move, Margie.
Okay. So are there any objections to putting this motion, taking this motion off the table? The motion to see if we can make an overture to Armenino and tell them that we would hope that they would agree to be to conduct our 2015 audit. Are there any objections to that? So it's back off the table. I'm sorry, I'm very confused. Oh, right, it's off the table now, so it's open for discussion. Is there any discussion? So are there any objections?
Can we just reread the motion? I'm sorry, this is William.
Okay, I'll do that.
Grace, will you please reread the motion?
Nancy Sorden moves that we ask Armenino to agree to do the 2015 audit and that the working group can also explore other possibilities in case Armenino declines.
Perfect.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. And may I ask the committee, I will send a letter to Armenino from the committee.
Okay.
On behalf of the committee, if that's agreeable to the committee.
Yep.
Okay. So now, next meeting. When are we going to meet again? Do we need to meet sooner than the beginning of June? Is there any discussion about, is there any objection to setting our next meeting date to June? Let me just look at this. Let me look at the KPSTX calendar for June. There's a WPFW Finance Committee meeting on that at that time, roughly the same time. Does anyone here have a conflict with that?
Yes, I would like to listen to the Finance Committee meeting.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, Nancy Sorden.
Nancy Sorden, okay. How about we've got what I'm looking at.
Sasha, point of information.
Is this Sasha Poutran with the point
I
of information?
I'm the only one on the committee named Sasha. Yes.
Wait, I couldn't hear the first name.
Sasha.
Sasha, what would you like to say?
I'd like to say, can't that meeting be heard immediately afterwards in the archive, or am I mistaken about that?
Are you asking Nancy Sorden?
I'm asking whoever
Okay, Sasha, we heard your question. Nancy Sorden, would you be willing to, if you're all looking at the calendar, there are plenty of open dates on the calendar for the beginning of June.
That's actually the Finance Committee meeting for my station, and I'm on the Finance Committee. Okay. This is Margie.
So
I'm sorry.
Margie?
Yeah, I have a suggestion. Yes. I agree with whoever said, what is it? I can't pull up the KPFT calendar. I'm on a computer.
Okay. It's
giving me a hard time. Pardon me. Let me make my point. I think we need to meet before the first week in June, and there are a lot of Mondays in May. I don't propose we meet on the last Monday, that's Memorial Day, but if it's available, I think we should plan on meeting on Monday the 23rd. That's basically 4 weeks from today, or 3 weeks from today, and I think we need to move on this as quickly as possible, and it would be very helpful for us to know what the situation is on that Monday. So if people are available and willing to meet, I think that would be a good time for us to meet.
Okay, let's look
on Nancy KPFT.
Yes, Nancy KPFT.
Yeah, yes, I have a conflict on the 23rd. It's the programming committee, PNB programming. But 24th Tuesday is open. Also the 19th Thursday is open. That might be a little bit earlier.
I would prefer Tuesday the.
And who would prefer Tuesday?
Margie. I'm just saying. I think we need to give ourselves enough time, but not too much time.
Is anybody on the personnel committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday the 24th and Thursday the 19th are open. Monday the 23rd. Monday the 23rd. Nancy Sorden, go ahead.
I have a problem with the 19th. Sorry.
That's okay. So we have Tuesday the 24th. Does anyone have a problem with Tuesday the 24th?
Bethune, KPFT, I work that night.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's impossible.
How about 27th?
Well, that's
Friday.
That's the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
no, that's not going to work.
How about 13th, Friday? Friday 13th. Nothing on there.
I'm not available that night, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, you can meet without me, I don't mind, but I'm not available that night.
I'm open for suggestions. Has anybody
Sunday?
Been tracking? Grace, have you been tracking this at all? Do you have a preference or a suggestion?
I don't have a preference.
Jonathan, do you? Oh, Jonathan left.
26 is a KPFK outreach. Are there any members that are on the outreach?
No, that's good.
That's a Thursday, the 26th, the fourth Thursday.
That would be good.
Does anyone object to Thursday, the 26th of May? Oh, my God, that's right around the corner. Does anyone object to that? Does anyone object to setting our next meeting for Thursday, May 26th at 8:30 p.m. East Coast time?
No.
All right. Well, oh, wait. Was that Frank? No. If no one objects to setting our next... will people please mute their phones? There's way too much noise here. Please, mute your phone. Thank you. Okay, I think we... I'm still hearing all kinds of noise. Please mute your phones. Please mute your phones. William Hairwagon, you have the floor. Is that your phone making all the meeting sound? Go ahead, William.
Could you repeat the time for the meeting on Thursday the 26th?
8:30 p.m. East Coast time.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that next meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee is now set for Thursday, May 26th at 8:30 p.m. East Coast time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and this meeting is now adjourned.